milkom nilqakom għad-disa programmi sensiela tmim il-kolonializmu f'Malta. Matul din is-sensiela ta' programmi qegħdin niddiskutu l-avvenimenti ewlenin li saħħu f'pajjiżna wara t-tieni gwerra dinjija u l-ġrajiet li wittew it-triq għall-indipendenza tal-gżejjer Maltin. Din is-sensiela ta' programmi qed tiġi bbażata fuq l-ewwel volum ta' Fortress Colony The Final Act 1945 to 1964, ġabra ta' tliet kotba miktuba mill-Professur Joe Pirotta, kap tad-Dipartiment ta' Relazzjonijiet Internazzjonali f'ħdan il-Fakultà tal-Arti fl-Università ta' Malta. Fil-programm tal-lum ser niddiskutu kapitlu 8. Ta' dan l-ewwel ktieb. Fil-fatt ser niddiskutu l-qasma f'ħdan il-Partit Laburista l-qasma li seħħet fl-1949. Professor Pirotta, it-tabib Boffa.
It-tabib Boffa meta sar Prim Ministru fl-1948 kien ilu il-mexxej tal-Partit Laburista għal 20 sena.
Boffa developed an early commitment to a fairer distribution of taxation, to the provision of social services, and to a general improvement in the standard of living of the masses. His continuous popularity amongst many workers appeared to assure him the unchallenged leadership of the Labour Party. His unstinting work during the war, mostly carried out in the devastated Cotonera area, enhanced his reputation. Boffa's political experience, both inside and outside the Legislative Assembly, made him the natural focal point around which the resurgent labour movement, into which fresh life had been injected by the GWU, could rally. His leadership of the Labour Front in the National Assembly consolidated his image, and he reached the apex of his political career when he became Prime Minister at the age of 57.
Kien bniedem li kien jgawdi rispett kbir ħafna specialment fil-kostituenza tiegħu li kienet il-kostituenza li għandha li ddur madwar biex ngħidu hekk il-tliet tibliet, il-raħal ġdid, iż-żejtun and so on. Kien bniedem li ħadem ħafna kif iż-żmien il-gwerra għalb in-nies ta' dak il-lokal. U għalhekk kellu profil qawwi u support qawwi minn dawn in-nies. Issa kien ukoll instrumentali biex il-Partit Laburista ma jisparixxix mix-xena politika lokali wara l-ġlieda li kien involut fiha mal-Knisja fl-1930 meta qalet il-kustjoni ma' Strickland. Waħda mill-affarijiet li huwa kien tgħallem biex ngħidlek mill-esperjenza ta' ġlieda mal-Knisja kienet kemm kienet qawwija s-saħħa tal-Knisja f'Malta u meta ra l-effett li dan kollu kellu fuq il-partit, inkluż il-fatt li fl-1939, kif diġa għadna f'programm ieħor, il-Labour Party irnexxielu bis-sitella kandidat wieħed biex jimla l-10 siġġijiet li kien hemm fil-Kunsil tal-Gvern, allura kien hemm ċertu determinazzjoni fih ukoll li ma jħallix il-partit jagħmel l-istess tip ta' żball, ġifieri jidħol dak il-kwalità ta' konfront. U kien jiġi akkużat ħafna drabi li kien bliedha antiklerikali, diga mhix vera, ma naħsibx li hija vera li kien bliedha antiklerikali, ma kienx bliedha antiklerikali. Jekk aħna naraw il-kwalità tat-twemmin politiku tiegħu, kien xellugi, però żgur mhux xellugi estrem. Kien jidher estrem, inħabba pjuttost il-mentalità li kienet tiggverna fil-pajjiż dak iż-żmien li kull ħaġa li kienet tidbiet mill-linja pjuttost konservattiva, speċjalment tal-Knisja, kienet tidher perikoluża. Mhux għax bil-fors kienet perikoluża. Jiena naħseb li ħaġa oħra li kienet tgħinu biex tkun popolari kienet il-fatt li kien bniedem li ma kienx arroganti, kien bniedem kapaċi jitħallat mal-poplu u kien bniedem li vera jifhem il-ħtiġijiet tan-nies.
Issa mbagħad involut f'din il-kwestjoni kien hemm ukoll Domingo Mintoff.
Mintoff, as a young man, became passionately interested in politics and filled with a sense of mission, he called on, quote, the progressive elements to group together and change Malta's medieval social system into something for all the world to envy, unquote. He was elected General Secretary of the Malta Labour Party at the age of 19. After graduating as an architect from the Royal University of Malta, he won a Rhodes Scholarship to Oxford in 1939. On his return to Malta in 1943, he once more became actively involved in politics. He devoted his considerable organising ability and energy towards the re-establishment of the Malta Labour Party. The following year, he was again elected General Secretary. Mintoff's insistence on social reform gained him an early reputation as a radical. While in Britain, he established contacts with several members of the Fabian Society and was greatly influenced by its socialist ideas. He canvassed taxation reform and the development of the social services. Once his mind was made up, he tended to become committed to a line of action to which he would tenaciously adhere.
Mintoff l-ħaġa ta' minna raw daqxajn l-eruq tijaw. Mintoff twila tutrabba Bormla. Kien jifem tajjeb il-situazzjoni tal-ħaddim u anki il-problemi l-ħaddima kellom, anki kien japprezza fil-sens li jaf tajjeb il-raġunijiet u anki għal ħafna mill-faqar li kien jeżisti madwaru, ma kienx hemm minn familja fqira, fis-sens li biex qed ngħid li kienu xi sinjuruni, qed ngħid imma li kienu comfortable bħala familja. Però kien jifhem sew dan kollu. Kien bniedem ta' ideat politiċi radikali u fil-kontest ta' dak iż-żmien iktar probabbilment kienu jidru radikali. Meta kien l-Ingilterra bħala student, bħala Rhodes Scholar, kien għamel ħafna kuntatti fil-soċjetà soċjalista il-Fabian Society. Fabian Society kienet soċjetà soċjalista li kienet temmen fil-mixja l-qoddim ta' soċjalizmu, però mhux permezz ta' atti rivoluzzjonari, imma batti demokratiċi, jiġifieri tirbaħ il-poter, tikkonvinċi n-nies jivutaw li kien so and so forth. Kien jemmen ukoll li kien hemm bżonn li jsir xi ħaġa mill-qiegħ biex l-standard of living ta' Malta kien jitla. U kien jara li dana jista' jsir jekk ikollok gvern li jkun impenjat li iwaqqaf sistema ta' welfare fil-pajjiż. Dun niftakru li dak li huwa welfare kien affarijiet żgħar ħafna, mhux fuq il-livell statali żgur li nafu llum. U allura u kien determinat ħafna li jidaħħal dawn l-idejat fil-partit. Kien ġabbar madwar ukoll klikka ta' nies pjuttost żgħażagħ li kienu ħarsu li jaħba ammirazzjoni kbira u mimlijin bladijat li kienet ikompli xerret u ovvjament kien b'saħħtu ħafna fl-elezzjoni tal-1947 kien ħareġ tajjeb ħafna meta tela u ma kienet sorpriża li kien rabaħ ukoll l-elezzjoni għal deputat leader tal-Labour Party f'kuntest dirett mat-tabib Colombo.
Tabib Colombo wkoll kien wieħed mill-protagonisti fih dan il-Partit Laburista.
Colombo's forthright manner, which soon became legendary, his constant call for increased direct taxation and for social services, and his past public brushes with authority, soon caused him to be regarded as the most extreme of the Malta Labour Party's policy makers. There were those who were so perturbed by his reputation that they were afraid it would be harmful to the party's election prospects. Such fears led to his replacement as The Dawn's first editor. In a leader that became notorious, he claimed that May 1st was truly worthy of celebration by the workers, since to them it was as symbolic as Christmas. At that time, May 1st was still completely associated with communism, and the resultant hostile reaction from church circles forced the Malta Labour Party's executive to replace Colombo as editor of the party organ in an effort to placate the church. The incident, however, increased his esteem in the eyes of the more militant wing of the Malta Labour Party. As his popularity increased, so did his ambition. Unfortunately, although extremely able, Colombo also had a strong streak of instability, shown by his moods, which often alternated between extremes. Colombo's single constant characteristic was his determination to get his own way.
It-tabib Colombo, Turu Colombo, kien ġej minn familja b'taħlita ta' background ta' kummerċ u professjonalizmu. Kien general practitioner, ġifieri tabib tal-familja, li kellu kuntatti kbar ħafna ma' l-klassi tal-ħaddiema, speċjalment fl-erja tal-imsida, l-gżira, tas-slima. Kien konxju ħafna tal-bżonnijiet tal-klassi tal-ħaddiema, kollu kienu ħoss ħafna lihom. Kien bniedem li kienu koll radikali fl-idejat tiegħu, kienu koll bniedem ta' personalità qawwija bħalma kien Mintoff. Pjuttost bħal Mintoff ukoll ma tantx kien jieħu gost bi kritika għal dak li kunet jipprova jmexxiju, ġifieri kien jemmen sew fl-idejat tiegħu jrid jattwom. Kien kellu lajnuna wkoll biex ikompli jkabbar il-fatt li il-raġel toħtu kien Reggie Miller, li kien segretarju ġenerali tal-General Workers Union, allura meta niftakru fil-link viċin ħafna li kien hemm bejn il-General Workers Union u l-Labor Party, speċjalment f'dan iż-żmien, allura din għenet ukoll il-tabib Colombo biex ikabbar anke l-kostituenza personali tiegħu. U ma kienet sorpriża li meta twaqqaf il-gvern laburista fl-1947, Colombo ġie mażur bħala il-Ministru tal-Finanzi. U biex ngħidlek, it-triumvirat ta' tmexxija fil-partit kienet Boffa, Mintoff u Colombo.
Issa matul dan il-perjodu bdew jinżeraw l-ewwel żerrija u xejn tal-qasma li waslu mbagħad tal-qasma eventwali fih dan il-Partit Laburista. Eżattament kif bdiet din il-kwistjoni kollha?
Dan kellek numru ta' affarijiet, però waħda mill-ewwel affarijiet li daħlet qasma mhux ħażin kienet il-kwistjoni tax-xi diretti. Dana il-Partit Laburista kien kommess bil-weda elettorali tiegħu li idaħħal il-bidu ta' welfare state f'Malta, f'dal-każ kienet l-introduzzjoni tal-pensjoni tax-xjuħ mhux kontributorja, u l-idea kienet li l-ispejjeż għal dan il-welfare jitħallas l-introduzzjoni ta' taxxi diretti. U waħda mit-taxxi diretti li kien se jintroduċi u fil-fatt introduċa kienet l-income tax. Meta tħabbru il-livelli tal-ħlas tal-income tax kont l-inkam li għandek, kien hemm reazzjoni qawwija minnaħa tal-Arċis of Gonzi li kien jopponi ċerti rati fid-naħa ta' fuq tal-income tax, u dana wassal għal kriżi fih dan il-partit. Għaliex? Għax l-Arċis of kienet jgħidlek li kien se jagħmilha ħaġa ċerta li membri tal-gvern stess ma jivvutawx fil-parlament għaliha, ovvjament jekk inti għandek miżura li għandek taqsam mal-finanzi u ma tgħaddix fil-parlament, dak ifisser vot ta' sfiduċja fil-gvern, għaldiri il-gvern kien ta' sens m'għeddet serjament, u kien jinsisti li jkun hemm reviżjoni tagħha. Issa minnaħa ta' nies bħal Mintoff, dana l-pożizzjoni tagħhom kienet li dina ma kienx ħaġa li għandha x'aqsam fiha l-Knisja, li kienx ħaġa purament politika, il-gvern kienu huma mhux il-Knisja u dina xi ħaġa kellha jiddeċiduha huma. U ma kellhomx iċedu għal pressjoni tal-Knisja. Boffa li kif diġà għadna fil-bidu tal-programm kien veteran tal-ġlieda mal-Knisja tat-30s ma xtaqx li joħroġ fi ġlieda oħra, u hekk jista' jkun isib xi metodu kif dina jevita.
Colombo's role in this affair is rather curious. He had long advocated the introduction of income tax. When a majority in the parliamentary group insisted on a reduction in the schedule and was strongly opposed by the more radical element led by Mintoff, Boffa was at first indecisive, but later sided with the moderates. It was at this point that Colombo, the erstwhile extremist, turned moderate and sided with the majority within the parliamentary group. In so doing, he was gambling that Boffa would successfully survive any attempt on his leadership, without placing sufficient weight on the fact that ultimate power within the Malta Labour Party was vested in the General Conference. On this occasion, Boffa successfully used his persuasive powers to avoid an escalation of the problems. But as the rivalry between Colombo and Mintoff became increasingly apparent, he tried to balance on the thin line of neutrality. However, other events caused him to clash with Mintoff and in consequence move closer to Colombo.
Hawnhekk, ħaġa ta' skantament, Colombo li kien pjuttost estremist fil-veduti tiegħu f'dan rigward, insibuh jitkellem favur arranġament mal-Knisja tajjeb u jsostni l-Kombo u jopponi lil-Mintoff. U hawnhekk nibdew naraw fil-beraħ biex ngħidlek fil-beraħ fis-sens li fil-beraħ fil-partit għax dan kienu behind the scenes. Kif Colombo jibda jipproversa kemm jista' jkun viċin ta' Colombo u skużani ta' Boffa u jressaq il-Boffa iktar il-bot minn Mintoff, ovvjament bit-tir li jimmarġinalizzek jista' jkun lil Mintoff fil-partit.
Mela nistgħu ngħidu li minnhom it-tlieta, jiġifieri minn Tabib Boffa, minn Tabib Colombo u minn Domenico Mintoff kien propju Mintoff l-iktar li ħa pożizzjoni anti-ekklesjastika u x'hekk.
F'dak is-sens iva. U dana Mintoff diġà kif għadna kellu reputazzjoni ta' radikali ħafna u fajnejn il-Knisja, speċjalment fajnejn l-Arċis of Gonzi. Kien jidher bħala estremist. U għalhekk meta nqarat il-kustjoni ta' dik li sejħa tal-ikla ta' San Pawl il-Baħar fl-ewwel ta' Mejju kienet ta' ċertu ħsara, għax il-partit kien iddeċida li jiċċelebrax l-ewwel ta' Mejju b'mod uffiċjali. Issa għaliex kien għamel hekk? L-ewwel ta' Mejju kienet marbuta ħafna dak iż-żmien mal-komunizmu. Ħabba li din kienet tiġi festeġġjata bil-kbir mill-pajjiżi komunisti, speċjalment mir-Russja, u niftakru li r-Russja dan iż-żmien kienet qed bdiet sensiela ta' persekuzzjonijiet, il-gvernijiet komunisti wara l-purtea tal-ħadid kienu bdew sensiela ta' persekuzzjonijiet kontra membri prinċipali tal-Knisja Kattolika. Bħal kardinal Mizzenti per eżempju fl-Ungerija oħrajn. Allura ovvjament xi ħaġa li kienet anki tider li tista' tkun tmiss mal-komuniżmu kienet sensittiva, kien ixu sensittiv ħafna. Il-Knisja kienet sensittiva ħafna għal anki mhux Malta biss, imma l-Knisja Kattolika in ġenerali, għal kull ħaġa li kellha biex ngħidlek anki r-rieħa faint kemm jista' jkun ta' komunizmu u il-Gvern Laburista prova biex ma jżidx kustjoniet mal-Knisja jevita da.
In deference to the Church's extremely sensitive feelings regarding the 1st of May, Malta Labour Party discouraged any celebrations connected with it. In 1948, however, a number of Labour supporters, led by J. Forace, organised a dinner at St. Paul's Bay in honour of the day. They invited Mintoff and his wife, who accepted. On arrival, they were greeted by the singing of the red flag. Within hours, Gonzi was informed that a communist-inspired gathering had taken place and that Mintoff was present. The following day, while addressing a meeting of the Young Christian Workers' Movement in Birkirkara, the Archbishop declared that communism had infiltrated Malta and designated the gathering in front of him as a, quote, protest against communist propaganda in general and those spreading communist ideas in Malta in particular, as well as against the gathering of Reds that had taken place the previous day in St. Paul's Bay.
Issa, dina kienet kustjoni li malajr ħadet volta għawija fil-sens li għajmet ċertu għa fil-pajis. U Mintoff kien imbarazzatu u imbarazzaw koll lil-gvern b'dak li kien ġara. U wara ħafna pressjoni minn tof kellu jagħmel statement fil-Parlament fejn huwa ddissoċja ruħu mill-organizzazzjoni tal-ikla għalli u prova jsikket il dawk li kienu ikantaw il-bandera ħamra għallhom biex ma jgħidux xmerijiet, però meta għamel dan il-reazzjoni fil-medja, fil-gazzetti, kienet pjuttost li u kien ħasel idejh u għaddab kollox fuq ħadd ieħor. Xi ħaġa li lilu urtatu ħafna wkoll. U għalhekk insibu li tliet ġimgħat wara minn tof jerġa' waqt l-aġġornament tal-Parlament jagħmel statement. Li darba kien statement li ma fżax lill-partit bih, ma kien jaf xejn. U dana huwa spjega li il-kant tal-bandera l-ħamra ma kienx xi ħaġa, ma kienx jindu komunista, li kien jintuża mill-Partit Laburista Ingliż li żgur ma kienx komunista. Però boffa ħadha bikbira għax flok fl-opinjoni tiegħu minn tof ħalla l-affarijiet issa li kienu tmewtu jibqgħu mejtin, reġa' fetaħ il-kustjoni mill-ġdid. U boffa ħassu imbarazzat u il-medja bdiet tinsisti li fil-fatt il-deputat Prim Ministru u Ministru tal-Affarijiet tax-xogħlijiet kien imbarazza serjament lill-Prim Ministru tiegħu.
U b'dawk il-kummenti nagħlqu programm minn din is-sensiela tmiem il-kolonjaliżmu f'Malta. Għamlu appuntamenti ħor miegħi bħallum ġimgħa għal programm ieħor minn din is-sensiela. Insellmilkom.